Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast, Two New Yorkers, A Thousand Opinions. My name is Pascual Cardone, and my foxy co-host is Evelyn Calleja. Hi, Evelyn.
Hoppity hop, foxy. Hi, Pascual. Yeah. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. No complaints.
Hi, listeners.
Welcome, everybody, for joining us again. We really appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is episode 15.
Dropping on April 10th. Before you know it, it's going to be April 15th. Do you have to pay your taxes or do you get money back?
Oh, shoot. You know, I didn't even think about that. Thank you for reminding me. I have to do my taxes.
Oh, my goodness. You didn't start yet?
No.
You're due in a few days.
I know. What the heck am I thinking about?
Well, you were thinking about your knee.
Yeah, the knee is all about what I'm thinking about.
No, I totally get it. But, you know, IRS doesn't care about your knee.
No, they want do not.
They don't come and take my knee. Well, they'll take both.
They'll rip that right out. So isn't it weird I now have a metal knee?
So this is exciting to go through an airport. You're going to have to do a strip search or what?
Well, no, you have to tell them and then they make you go through the other line.
So you have to have a note with you? A doctor's note?
Yeah, they give you a card that you have a titanium knee.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
Yep. Isn't that madness?
That really is. I've never actually been strip searched. I know somebody that did that. They got down to the skivvies.
Really?
That's got to be embarrassing. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. I don't want that job. Can you imagine the dirty people that you have to...
I mean, that was scary. I would imagine to have done that. You know what I mean? It's just
yuck.
It's not a pleasant experience. So anyway, all right. So this is going to be dropping on April 10th, Wednesday, and that is our how many episodes are we up to on that? You said 15.
15th episodes of this season.
Incredible. Okay, so we have three things to talk about.
Okay.
National Farm Animal Day.
What is that about?
I know. It's attention on human care. Find, like homes for abandoned farm animals.
No, not going to happen over here.
You could have a chicken living with you.
No, they all smell.
A goat?
Nothing? No, nothing.
Well, then
very look sorry. At...
I don't know what to tell you. We have to, it's the National Farm to Animal Day.
Okay. You all could celebrate without me. Okay.
All right. The next one is National, and I don't know how to say this word, National Library Outreach Day.
You said it very well because it's library.
Library. I've always had confusion on that one. This is about the bookmobiles. Do you remember the bookmobile?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a bookmobile in years. Do they even have them in Florida?
I've never seen one here.
I know. It's like more than 100 years old. They've been around. Bookmobiles.
Wow, bookmobile. But, you know, that's good. Get those books out there to the people.
But I guess that's more places that they don't have libraries.
Libraries, please. Don't start with the library business. Yeah, I guess, but there are areas in our world here, in our even our country, that are so remote that they don't have infrastructure, that they don't have a library.
No, I agree. I just don't know if I'd see one here in Stamford, Connecticut. We have libraries, and in Norwalk.
We have a library just down the road.
Have you used it?
Yes.
Really?
I have a library card, yes.
I have my card. I have one for Norwalk and Stanford. Yeah, I've used them before. It's nice to have it. It is. Okay, the last one is National Erase Self-Negativity Day.
Oh.
So everyone to take empowering steps to erase negative thoughts.
That's a tough one. Sandra Wisdom Day.
It really is, I have to say. But that's hard to not have negative thoughts, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, how can you just live on pure thoughts all the time?
Well, but
I can't do.
if you're like a negative person, you have
I'm not.
self-negativity, erase it.
Right.
That's a
But you
big
know,
day for you.
I've actually talked myself out of negativity because
You
to me
have.
that was the devil. And I said, "Did devil get out of my mind?" That's
That's
what I said.
very good.
Yeah, it was really very self-helping. Is that a word, self-helping? Anyway,
Yeah.
it was
And
good.
the thing is, what's the good of that? Because if you're not your best fan, your best person,
Right.
who's gonna be? If you don't love yourself, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I had like bad impure thoughts about people. You know what I mean? Like in real estate, somebody was getting on my nerves, one of my clients, and I was wishing all bad things. And then I had to stop myself and turn it around. You know, you
Oh,
get
such a good
spiral.
person.
You spiral out of control. And it's like, no, you have to catch yourself and say, you know, I did. I said, devil be gone.
Wow.
With a tam, you know, use the
You're a better
tambourine.
man than I am, Mr.
I'm
Pascal.
trying. Well, I'm trying. So anyway, speaking of all this self-help stuff, should we go into Sandra Wisdom?
It's a good segue because it is Sandra Wisdom Day.
It is. All right. Kindness costs nothing, yet it impacts, can be priceless in the lives of others. Let me repeat that. I didn't read it right. Kindness costs nothing, yet its impact can be priceless in the lives of others.
Wow,
So what
that's
does that mean?
well,
Kindness costs
like
nothing.
to open the freaking door for the lady or for whomever
Oh,
behind you.
or take somebody across the street if they can't walk.
Exactly. Or, they drop something, you pick it up for them. Did you drop this, sir or ma'am?
Oh, you
That
don't just
costs
tell them
you
to pick it
nothing.
up. You got to bend and pick it up for them. Okay, I get it. Well, I don't want to ruin my
What does
balance.
it cost you? It gives you a little, what is that? Aerobics.
And aerobics, you got to bend.
Got to
Bend
bend
for
a
the
little.
wooden.
That's very lovely. Thank you,
Yes,
Sandra
kindness costs
Wisdom.
nothing. We
Once
love that.
again, making
Thank you,
us
thank you.
wiser by the minute. God knows
Really.
we need it.
We're going to be by the second soon, but by the minute we'll take. Thank you, Sandra. So, what else is new with you? Everything else?
Well, we
Your
should
leg
talk what's new with
better?
you, because we're recording this
Oh.
earlier than usual.
Right. Last week we had said that we were going to talk about my London trip. However, we have to pre-tape this because I will be in London next week, the week that this was airing. So that's why we had to pre-tape it. So I apologize for any confusion, but this will be dropping on the 10th.
And on
But
the
the
10th,
scary
you will
part,
be in London.
the 10th, I will be in London. However, I just received an email and a text from Delta Airlines that, you know, the Northeast is going to get some bad storms for the next few days.
Oh, really?
It's saying that my flight could be delayed or canceled.
Oh, no.
I'm not saying it will, but it's like a 10 o'clock flight.
But they give
So anyway,
you 10 o'clock in the morning, or no, at night.
it's at night and I'm going Delta Comfort, so I'm not in the back of the bus or I'm not in the real front of the bus, but Delta Comfort is fine. I'm okay with that.
Oh,
So
nice.
yeah, that gets me nervous because you know we're going into Mercury in retrograde now.
Oh, don't start with this Mercury
No, it just started the
again.
first. It's just started, and that's why I'm like, oh gosh, you know, that's what happens. Travel can be interrupted. Don't buy refrigerator stoves or any of the electrical appliances.
Oy
So
vey,
anyway,
man.
if this thing, you know, I was supposed to go to London in November, and then I canceled that. And I don't want to cancel this, and I need to be back on the 10th for business. Wait a minute, I come back on the 10th.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we always tape this a day earlier, that's why. So I'll be home on the 10th. Right, sorry,
Yeah.
talking
Okay.
about it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Can I segue into something?
Yeah.
The Golden Bachelor. Have you followed up on that?
I haven't followed up, but I saw the new Bachelor.
Now, is it on the new one? I'm talking
Yeah,
about the old
you
one.
just finished the after the final rose.
You're talking about the very first one.
No, this guy, the new guy, the guy now, Joe.
Oh, I haven't heard much about the new episodes. Now I'm talking about the last one that you was your that you liked, that girl Teresa, was it?
Yeah. So are they still together?
They're still together, but they're not living together.
Are you kidding me? She's still in New
No,
Jersey?
she's still in New Jersey and she's still working. He is in Indiana. They both have their homes. They both have their families. I mean, this is such a farce. So they're
But what did
thinking
they
about.
think? You go on the show?
Right. They wanted their 15 minutes of fame. She got a free ring from the jewelers. You know what I mean? They got a wedding. They got it. That's so ridiculous. So they're thinking about going to South Carolina, Charleston. She has a son there and grandchildren.
Well, you
But
can't
it said
figure
that
that
they're,
out when you're
she's
dating.
working. Well, isn't that ridiculous? If you go on the TV show, like I might have to quit my job, and you're going to find somebody in New Jersey? The guy was in Indiana.
Well, that's the whole thing with the
That
young
to me.
one, it makes more sense, right? Because with the young ones,
Right.
they have their whole lives ahead of them. With these old farts.
Right. So she's probably, how old was she? I forget, because she can't collect Social Security yet. She still has to
No,
work.
she's old. I think she's 70.
So then she can collect Social Security.
Yeah, but maybe she loves her job, her career.
But don't you love your husband? And you're at 70 years old. What's your life
Like I
expectancy?
said, you're going for this and you didn't think, look, what if
Right.
you meet a
That's
guy
to
who's
me.
from.
That was so ridiculous. When I read that article, I'm like, that is so ridiculous. Those people were just chasing fame. Really ridiculous. Anyway,
Is.
I just
Well,
had to
this
share.
new one, he just got engaged to the one girl from New, she's from New Orleans. So, Eric listens to Howard Stern and Howard Stern watches that show. He's like us. Because, Eric watches the show with me.
Yeah,
But
I don't want.
so these two went already. They're just engaged. They know each other 6 weeks. They get
How
engaged.
old? How old?
He's 30, around 30. Well, both of them.
Oh, this is not the Golden Bachelor. This is the Young
No,
Bachelor.
honey. This is the young guy that just the show just finished, Joey.
Okay. All right. I was thinking it's the Golden Bachelor, like the second person for the Golden. Sorry.
No, they're looking for that now. They show all the commercials. If you
Oh,
want to
okay.
be a golden bachelorette, can you imagine?
Oh, yeah, no. No. Yeah, that at our ages, we are all settled.
Yeah,
You
you
know?
have a life, and most people
Right.
have their families.
Right. And you got your homes. You're going to give up everything? I mean, that's a lot. Anyway. Hey, did you hear who passed away recently?
No, tell me.
Desi Arnaz Jr.
What? He was a young guy. What is that all about?
I know he was 69 years old. I mean, he had a lot of demons in him, that poor guy. I'm trying to find out why he died or how he
Wow.
died. But yeah, 69 years old. So now poor Lucy Arnaz is the sister's still alive.
Yeah.
It's just she's the last one left. So she's, I think, like 2 years older than him.
Yeah, she was older.
But it's amazing that she didn't go down that path he did. Of womanizer, well, she's a womanizer and drugs and alcohol. He went off the deep end there,
Did he?
Desi. Yeah, he really did. They said he had a lot of bad demons. He
Wow,
was
what a
taken after.
shame.
Yeah, well, sometimes these children of parents, it's not always so healthy.
Well, the thing is, too, it's like what are the behavior that's modeled around them?
I
When you
know.
have
Well,
famous parents and everything around you is money, 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 drugs and
right.
liquor, the high life.
No, I know it's crazy.
Wow.
It's, you think money is the answer to everything, but it
You
isn't.
think, right?
I know. I know. You would hope. So.
Well, are we ready for an Eric the Travel Mensch?
Yes, I love that.
Okay, here comes Eric the Travel Mensch. Be wary of public Wi-Fi. Don't let the convenience of internet access cloud your judgment. Boy, he's very pushy, this guy.
He really is.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers looking to steal valuable information can access your data, including credit card or social security numbers, period. If you do need wireless internet service, set up a virtual private network, VPN, that will you allow you to access the internet securely while traveling. So you should look up what a VPN is. I have no idea what that is.
A VPN, isn't that the internet?
Well, it's the virtual private network.
Oh,
So
okay. So it
one
was right.
day, Mr. Rode will have to explain it to both of us. I have no idea.
Well, I know when I've done that, it's like secured or unsecured.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
In the
I
public.
just
I don't know.
follow what he tells me, turn on your VPN. I didn't even know I had a VPN. So
Oh,
he'll
wait
tell
a minute.
me to turn it on. I do what he tells me to do.
See, oh, wait a minute. If you're in a public place, you can turn it on and be secured.
I think so. He's telling you
I didn't
can.
know that. I didn't know that. Because when I'm at the
Oh,
airport, that's scary now.
that is scary now.
All right. Well, I'll have to look
Well,
into
just
this one
use
though.
your phone data. Don't use their internet.
Oh, right. That's a good one. Yes. So you just shut off the internet on my phone
You
and
can,
just
and then
use it.
use your data. Well, because
All
T-Mobile
right.
is free.
Right. And you can use that when you go to, don't you have T-Mobile? Right, you have it. So when you go to London, what do you use? You use your data?
Yeah.
So you
But be
shut off the
careful
phone
because you
and
only have a limited data when you're away.
oh.
Maybe you have to
Unless
talk
you're
to Eric Rode before you leave. Then
on the internet though, then it's different.
it's different, yeah. But you
No,
could
because I'd have to
call
call.
me, you could text me.
Calling or 25 cents a minute.
Right, but you could text me. But I think
Yes.
since we both have T-Mobile, it's free.
Is it free? Okay, that I didn't know.
We would have to
Yeah,
check.
I have to work over there when I'm in London.
You
I got
do?
some deals working on. Yeah, I
Wow,
have some deals.
how's your real estate going?
Thank God, no, it's going very well. But I want to not be in, I want to make sure I'm in touch if I have people working on things, but I want to make sure I'm still in the loop. I don't want to go away for 6 days and not know what's going on.
Yeah, of
It's kind of,
course. That's
so I
happening
already,
when you work for yourself.
I know. So I've already reached out to one of the other agents with me, and he's going to help me. He'll be my eyes and ears here. But like you said, he said, I'll still text you all the time. I said, definitely. So
Wow.
scary. All
Well,
right. So,
so should we do our phrase for the week this week? It's
oh, yeah, let's do
Spanish.
that. So let's do Spanish. Would love that.
Well, seize the day for Spanish is aprovecha el día. You want the lady to say it?
Yeah, could you say it one more time, though?
Aprovecha el día.
Aprovecha el día.
Here she comes.
Aprovecha el día.
She says it so fast.
I'll do it one more time.
Maybe
Aprovecha
two.
el día.
All right, throw me one
Aprovecha
more.
el día.
Okay, to seize the moment.
Yeah.
Okay,
Aprovecha el
got it.
día.
Thank you for sharing that.
Well,
All right.
we try here at the Two New
To
Yorkers
seize
Thoughts
the
and
moment.
Opinions re recording studio.
Well, lucky for me, when I go to London, they speak English, so I can say seize the day when
Yeah,
I'm walking
that's what
down the
you do.
street.
Or cheers.
So that'll be good for
So
me.
do you have any plans?
No, I really don't. I wanted to go and see actually Queen Elizabeth's grave. But then somebody told me she's not buried at Westminster Abbey. She's in Windsor. I said, well, I'm not going to see her in Windsor. So I have to just double check. But like
Oh.
you, I've been there many times. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm going to be, yeah, I don't, I'm just going to tool around, walk around, It's fine.
Go to some pubs, eat some great food.
Yeah, maybe see if I can find a psychic over there. I don't know. We'll see.
So where are you staying? You're staying at a bed and breakfast, right?
Yes, I'll be at a bed and breakfast for a few days. And then Uncle Nunzi's nephew from his first wife's side is over there with his girlfriend. So I'm going to spend some time with him, Christopher.
Oh, that's nice. So you get to see
Yeah,
Chris.
so I'm very excited about that. So when you go someplace, it's always nice to hook up with people from the States. It's always a lot of
Nice.
fun. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. That'll be nice. So, I do have in my portfolio here an Evelyn Google question.
Oh, what's going to happen now?
Can you tell me why do men have protruding Adam's apple? What's the deal with that? You have an Adam's apple?
No, I'm a woman.
Hear you roar.
I have no idea. Honestly, I never thought about it. You will tell
Well,
us, though, Mr. Google.
first of all, women do have Adam's apple, but men have them protruding because of our testosterone.
Oh, see you.
During puberty, testosterone makes males' vocal cords grow thicker and longer, and the cartilage surrounding the larynx also grows, and then it tilts slightly forward, which forms the Adam's apple.
Interesting.
And the Adam's apple only protects the voice box. That's the only thing an Adam's apple does. No other function.
So women have it, but because we don't have the testosterone, they don't
Correct.
protrude.
Right. So men and women both have them, but yeah, the testosterone makes it protrude. I
Do
thought that was very
they
interesting.
call ours an Eve's apple?
That's
Then
a
that makes
good
sense.
question. I like that one. I like that. But no, and they showed photos of women that do have it. And I
Oh.
think Prince, what's her name? Prince Kate. Princess Kate has one. They showed
Really?
her having it. So I thought that was interesting. But yeah, they did show some famous women that had protruding Adam's apple.
Any update on our lady, Princess Kate?
No, nothing. So sad. And I keep hearing stories from people that are apologizing. Because they thought, that he was cheating and all this other stuff. So everybody's kowtowing now, like saying apologies to them, which they should. It's unfortunate, the poor
Wow.
thing. Yeah. So
Well, that's why
that's the story of them.
these trolls, these people who all their lives, all they have to do is to answer people on Twitter and
I know.
online. Leave these people alone. It's none of your business. Get a life. Don't you agree?
I definitely agree. It's just, I miss the days when we just didn't have to know about everything that they ate for breakfast or lunch.
Well, that's
You
life.
know, it's
That's life,
terrible.
my friend.
I mean, but in the old days, you know what I mean? Celebrities still had some peace and quiet,
Yeah, but you talk
right?
about the old days. The old days, it was still lying and cheating and being duplicitous. Do I think that it's any of our business what people do with their private lives, even if they're near the public domain? No, I don't think so. I don't think they ever did. Whether it was 20 years ago, now, 500 years ago, leave them alone. That's my story.
Correct.
It
And you're sticking
annoys
to
me.
it.
Yeah, it annoys me. Like your whole life is about some celebrity. Like,
I know.
honestly, what is it going to do in my life if this Prince William is cheating on his wife? It's doing nothing to my life. No one's paying my mortgage because of it. It's not making me a better person. You're smiling because I'm pontificating, but it's true. It annoys me.
I get it, but what do you think Meghan is thinking about this whole deal? That she should have married William?
Sure, you leave her alone.
I wonder. Well, I did read an article about her that said that if she had stayed on in the kingdom, she would have done more good than she's doing now. And she would have. Women of
Yeah, but
color,
they
she
were
would
mean
have.
to her. They really were not nice to her.
Well, they were razzing her. You know what I mean? It's an initiation. Think of it that way. They
Well,
can't do it
I
forever.
don't think it's right.
Well, they needed a scapegoat, and she was it. So she's got to be on, she's just got to be the one to say enough already. I just think she should have stuck it out. That's just me.
You miss her.
Who, Megan?
You miss Harry?
No. No, I don't. It would have just been nice, the four of them there, carrying on from Princess Diana, doing good, instead of having this divide between them. It's sad. I think she would be upset. Really would. So,
I think that the English tabloids make up crap to
I'm
divide
sure.
people, to
Sure
make
they
it
do.
juicier.
I'm sure they do.
Like as all these
Let's.
shows, like The Bachelor, the crazy girl always stays. Why? Because she's the crazy girl, and that's good TV.
I agree. Totally agree. Totally agree. Well, listen, it looks like the timing is coming. So why don't we
Oh
say
my God,
thank you,
already?
everybody, for listening. And, we'll catch you soon, everybody. Thank you for
Next
listening. Love
week.
you all. All right. Next week.
Okay,
That's
love.
right. All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Be
Be good.
well.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye, listeners. Ciao, y'all.